You walked into the room not knowing what the night would hold, yet knowing whatever occurred, he needed to talk to her, inching his way toward the bar where she sat, his heart raced. He knew she would be here. He'd been following her on social media long enough to know she loved this bar and came to prowl. Before he could finish settling himself and signaling the bartender, she turned and looked at him and smiled. "I knew you'd come." It was more than sufficient to catch him off guard. "I'm," he began. "Your name, I know it," she said. "And I know you came here in the hopes of winning my favor by buying me a drink. So I will allow you a moment to impress me. Go on. See if you can order a drink that will do just that." Pausing for a moment and swallowing hard, he ordered the drink he'd seen mention of on her social media. The bartender nodded and began his work. The final result presented to the ebony femdom. He watched and waited. She smiled before taking the first sip. "Oh, someone's been keeping an eye on me, He half smiled and nodded wordlessly. Over the next hour, they talked about how he came to find her and had read all her stories and watched all of her content videos online. "So then you know about my tickle fetish." He nodded, licking his lips. "And you have your own tickle fetish," she said. "I'm guessing from how quickly you responded and how hard you just got." And before he could respond, the Duchess rubbed the front of his slacks and teased her fingertips over his throbbing bulge. That was enough to bring him so close to the edge, he would have soiled himself if she had not pulled away. He could not remember much between the first drink and ending up in her home, but he remembered her mentioning a new device that she wanted to try on a willing tickle fetish participant. The stranger agreed to come home with her without much thought. Once inside, the ebony cock-teasing mistress ordered him to strip naked. She took his clothes and placed them in a sack and locked them away in her armoire. And then she pulled a lever on the wall, and the armoire and the wall behind it flipped around to reveal a large machine. The machine had 8 mechanical arms, and in each hand of the mechanical arm was a feather. There were arm and leg and torso straps. The Duchess pulled them open and ordered him to step inside. Once secure and looking around nervously, he wondered why he had been so at ease with her and yet terrified of what she would do to him. Yet this was his dream, and the reason he had pulled himself together to approach her. Naked and vulnerable, he watched as she turned the machine on and the mechanical arms came to life. Stretching out, he watched as the hands twirled around and the feathers moved closer and closer to his spread eagle body. They stopped within inches of his flesh, and then the one closest to his armpit moved forward, brushing upwards. He shrieked as the feather tormented his left armpit, squirming yet unable to move as he was held fast. Then he heard a giggle from across the room and more voices. There were other women in the Duchess's dungeon, and they were watching the machine tickle torment with some amusement. "All right, ladies," she said. "Let's see which is worse for our tickle fetish subject." She pulled out a bag of feathers, and the women stepped forward, each taking one. even as he watched in horror, eyes wide, realizing what was about to happen. He grew rock hard, knowing these women were about to destroy him. One by one, they used their hands, the feathers, and their laughter to drive him past the point of madness. The tickle subject awoke with a violent jerk the next morning. He was naked in his own bed, but he didn't remember ever leaving Willow's home. He wondered if perhaps he dreamed it all, and then he saw the royal blue business card with gold letters that read, Duchess Willow. When he pulled back the covers, he was laying in a pile of feathers, the same feathers that were used on him the night before. This is Duchess Willow, and I hope that you enjoyed the story of Tickle Fetish Torment. If you have a tickle fetish fantasy of your own, I would love to speak with you about it. You can call the Ebony Femdom at 1-800-601-6975. Again, my name is Duchess Willow, and I cannot wait to torment you personally. If you'd like to reach out to me, you can click the link to my Ebony Femdom podcast. You can find me on Twitter at Duchess Willow _. And you can use the click to call link to set up a call with me. And my email is willow@enchantrixempire.com. Enjoy your night, and I will see you soon.